new things coming in. And
yeah, I've seen lots of progress since I've been here.
Yeah. Were you born in Evans County?
No, I'm born in South Carolina.
In South Carolina?
Yes, ma'am. 1905.
Yeah? When did you come here?
I came here as a year old. My daddy came in and opened up the seven stores. One of the seven stores here when he came.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Seen all this woods and all there. You know. Seen lots of progress.
Yeah, so he came here to Claxton.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Have you ever lived on a farm or done any farming around
well,
here?
Well, he's in mercantile business a long time. Then he farmed some too, and done traveling work. We'd be German type, German descent, you know.
Uh-huh.
Grandfather, he came from Heidelberg, great-grandfather from Germany. He settled in South Carolina. That's how come my daddy coming on over here. And that grandfather was a big farmer over there. He got fed up with farming, you know. Of course, cotton over there was king in South Carolina. It was the leading cotton state we had here. And it had more slaves than any other state in the Union.
That's right.
At that time.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. But y'all didn't farm here when you came here.
Yeah, we farmed here too. He had a farm out here. And I got a little out here. I did have. I got rid of it. And, we had a big farm across the river here. I farmed some all my life.
So. Did you? Did you? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Done other kind of work too. I can do most anything, a little bit. Yeah. Built two or three houses, carpenter work.
Yeah.
Started listening in 56. They shouldn't have been built 34 years. Yeah.
So you've been living here in town since then?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Where'd you live before then?
Back out here. I got had a subdivision out here about a mile out on 301.
Uh huh.
I bought 40 acres out there way back when land was cheap.
Uh-huh.
$10 an acre. Somebody bought it on 301, you know. And, well, I just farmed some, cleared up some of it, and then I'm the person that was built out there. We married out there and built out there first in 39. Lived out there about 15 years.
Uh-huh.
16 and come on here. Built this one. Had two girls. And soon finished school, married off, so we didn't get to enjoy the home here, but two, 3 years, you know. Yeah.
And they were gone.
Yeah.
What's that, the subdivision where you live, what's that? Is that a name?
Got a... George Lighty Subdivision, that's what meant that to me.
Oh, okay.
I just sold lots. I built my daughters each one a home out there and give it to them.
Uh-huh.
Started them off, and then one of them sold there, and she rents her out. She bought another place.
Is there a name for that community there? Is it a town or?
Well, it's out of city limits, but I put city water out there and all that stuff.
Did you? Did
yes,
you? Uh-huh,
uh-huh. Yes, and everything. Did that, I could sell the lots better, you know.
Right, uh-huh,
yeah. Made a pretty good profit. I didn't lose no money on them. And I sold some of the 14 acres that they built two tobacco warehouses. They didn't last 2 or 3 seasons or years, and they went down. Took that, and they gave me the timber off of it. I built this one.
Mm-hmm.
Furnished everything, contract.
Mm-hmm. Do you raise, what'd you raise out there?
Well, we
on your farm there.
Well, we little of everything, you know, everything except tobacco. We never did, my dad never did nothing with tobacco.
Uh-huh.
Cotton and other, you know, food, feed crop, we call it.
Mm-hmm,
peanuts,
mm-hmm.
And corn, stuff like that.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, it was here, or right near here?
Yes, ma'am. Well, it was across the river, about 3 miles over there. They had a big farm over there. And out here, you had a small farm, and I bought some here. Joining out here, I bought.
Uh-huh.
Out here, and settled out there, that's right.
Yeah.
Person to build out there. Now, yeah, but, 25 or 30 houses out there, you know, houses and trailers and all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's called